Galaxy Audio presents The Tramp by L. Ron Hubbard. Chapter 1. Dough-faced Jack unwedged himself from the rods with a startled grunt. He hadn't looked for the fast freight to stop in a podunk like this, and the thought of bulls had no more than flashed through his mind when he saw some legs coming and stopping at intervals along the cars. From the stick, he knew it was an irate brakie, already twice dodged en route. Anxiously, Doughface sought to scramble out from under and so make the other side of the train. But the engineer backed a few feet with a jolt, and not knowing if it would happen again, Doughface took his chance. He rocketed like a rabbit to the cinders and got one awe-inspiring glimpse of the six-foot brakie. He started to run, but in the other direction came somebody with a sheriff's paunch. There was only one thing for it. The hounds had sighted the hare, and Doughface couldn't trust his short legs on the level. He grabbed the handholds and started up the car.
"Come back here!"
bellowed the brakie.
"Stop!"
roared the sheriff. Doughface scrambled for altitude as heavy boots ground cinders just under him. He was panting as he made the top of the car. He glanced back to see that the brakie was coming up the same way, and the sheriff had taken the other ladder. The sheriff had a gun in his hand. Doughface took a sweeping look at the town he had uncovered. An old gent waited at the crossing in a Model T Ford. A sign said, Centerville, population 2000.